request unto the death of Isaiah Owit will now come to order. Inquest to Administrator Michael Skirman presiding.
Be seated.
Good morning.
Morning. Your Honor, this is the inquest on the death of Isaiah Owit, case 417-IQ-7199. My name is Matt Anderson. I'm the opposing attorney assisting Administrator Skirman. I'll give everybody else a moment to identify themselves.
Good morning, Your Honor. Andy Cooley for the City of Auburn.
Good morning, Kendra Como, City Attorney for the City of Auburn.
Good morning, Your Honor. Amy Parker here on behalf of the family with ACA King County.
Well, since we last met, the landscape has changed a little bit. And it seems that a number of the issues that I had hoped that we would discuss today are issues that are currently not a part of the writ in this case, but in the writ filed by the City of Seattle. And my understanding is the City of Seattle has requested a stay in all of the proceedings. And so I did read it quickly last night, but that's my understanding of the requested. And it also seems, as I said, seems to touch on other of the issues that we wanted to talk about today. I know that Matt had a chance to discuss with each of you how you thought we should proceed today. So if you want to add anything to that, I'd be happy to do that.
Your Honor, I think a stay of all these is in our best interest. A lot of issues could be resolved that would be, in the City of Seattle case, would be binding on this by virtue of the executive, meaning the party. I think we're still evaluating whether we're going to be taking an active role or not and entering appearances there or not.
Thank you. Go ahead. It's okay. I have nothing to add.
We're requesting a stay. We agree.
I did know part of it. It did not appear that in the motion for writ that you filed, you requested King County to issue a stay.
That's correct. We're intending on doing so. We just didn't in our initial pleadings.
I'm not going to issue a stay in this matter, but I will continue this until February 12th at 11 o'clock. And if King County Superior Court has issued a stay in the matter, then I will continue further until they are able to resolve the issue, or at least until we have some authority to continue with these proceedings.
So that would mean that if there's going to be an expert disclosure at the end of this month, we're going to see that at that point. That was part of the court's last ruling.
That's an interesting point. I have not considered that. I will ask Parker, where are we on that issue?
I'm happy to provide an update, Your Honor. I think I will be able to disclose information about potential accident reconstruction, scene reconstruction expert by the 31st deadline. The information about a forensic pathologist, which I previously disclosed that we may be utilizing or asking the administrators to authorize us to utilize during the inquest. I don't know that I'm going to have by the 31st. I don't have an update on that, but I should have an update hopefully by early next week, and then as soon as I know if we can meet the 31st deadline on that expert, I will. If I can provide the information, I'm happy to provide the information. It's just a matter of the information being able to be reviewed and a potential, at least brief summary, being able to be authored, summarizing, you know, the findings of that. So.
And the delay on the medical examiner?
A forensic pathologist. It's just there's a lot of volume and information, and they have other work and they're busy. And
you have a person.
Yeah, we've retained a forensic pathologist and a accident reconstructionist, and we're determining whether or not that's information that we think would be helpful to the trier of fact or not.
Have they reviewed the
Your Honor, I don't have anything to offer the court at this time with regard to that.
Well, I'm not asking what it was. I'm just asking how I'm trying to figure out how far you've gotten along and how much additional time from the image, how much additional time you need.
For the forensic pathologist, I'm hopeful by the 31st I can at least inform the court and the parties about whether or not we will be using a forensic pathologist. I don't know that I'll have an opinion or a report to provide by that time. What the court ordered was in compliance with CR 26, and I just don't know if I'm going to be able to comply with that, but I believe I will be able to indicate by the 31st at least whether or not we intend to request that those experts be utilized in the inquest proceeding. That's still my hope. The forensic pathologist is just the one I'm not so certain about at this point.
So, you know, this is ultimately a question of what are the opinions and whether the city needs to respond accordingly. I never heard the term accident reconstruction used in a shooting. There are crime scene reconstructionists. That's a separate, in my opinion, a separate forensic discipline because there are people who are experienced with wound ballistics and determining wound paths and contact and the like, and blood splatter and things like that, that is usually different than the physics of an accident, collision car accident reconstruction. These are subject of expert testimony, both as both the pathologist as it relates to wound tracks and the like, and then the crime scene reconstructionist as it relates to other, again, wound ballistics evidence. One of the reasons I've been absent is I was in federal court for 3 weeks in a shooting trial, and in that case, my crime scene reconstruction effort cost us $100,000. I mean, it can be very elaborate with 3D animations and graphics and, you know, complex stuff. So it's not child's play. It's really complex. And so it'll take some nimbleness on my part. If I got full opinions on January 31, then I could begin to explore, do I need a responding expert, and how fast can I produce opinions that could be available for that March scheduled date. And so I'm just reserving all my rights to screen prejudice and that the delay will jeopardize that hearing date.
That point is taken. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hold you to the January 31st deadline. If there's a stay on February 6th, that sort of takes care of that. But if there's not a stay, then I will expect to hear something. I take that back. I'm going to set it for February 7th. That's what I'm
doing. I'll set it for February 7th. That's the day after the court likely makes a decision about stay. And if they do give grant a stay, so be it. If they don't, then I'll expect something on the 7th.
Understood.
And then we convene back here on February 12th.
Yes. In the absence. Again,
if there's a stay, I think our hands are
tied, and
we'll
just have to wait to see
the outcome of the
other litigation.
Sorry.
Anything else?
Nothing
for me, Your Honor.
Your Honor, as the court knows, we discovered in between the last time that we report this court that Officer Nelson has killed somebody else this past summer, and none of us knew about it. The court didn't know about it. I didn't know about it. Auburn certainly didn't tell us about it. They didn't respond to our public disclosure requests and give us the information. In fact, they delayed or didn't respond to.
Just why don't you tell me what you want?
Mm-hmm. Your Honor, I want to do a motion for, I want this court to issue subpoenas to the Superior Court and ask the Superior Court to subpoena all of his use of force, all of the information related to the death of Brian Scammon, all of the information related to the death of Jason Sary, all of his military records, and his psychological evaluations I know we were supposed to discuss today. But I just wanted to put it, I understand, of course, I'm going to do that today because we're all asking for this to be set over so we can see how the writs go. I understand that. But that's going to be my next step, is to ask the court, and I don't know if the parties want to voluntarily provide it or not, but I wanted to put that on record, that we want all of that information. We're going to be requesting that information through the administrator as ability to request a subpoena from the Superior Court. And so I figured we should I should let everybody know about that now so we can all digest that and start thinking about it.
Well, if you want to file something setting out specifically what it is you would like for me to consider subpoenaing from the or asking the court to put out on behalf, I'll certainly consider that and take any responses warranted as well.
Thank you, Ron.
All right. And we have an chief. Is that who I see?
Yes.
Morning, Your Honor. Dan O'Neill. Chief of Auburn.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I have nothing else to local here.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Anytime between now and 2:30.